Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and state and local communities. I can speak with Vicente Contreras, please.
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. All right, sir. Just for qualification purpose for the survey, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or other state?
No, California.
California, all right. All right, sir, and what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic? Yeah, Hispanic.
Okay, all right, thank you. And what year were you born, sir, and just for qualification purposes?
I am 80, 1980.
1980, all right. Thank you. Okay, and I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
Oh, no, almost certain.
Almost certain, all right. All right, sir, and if you had to pick, okay, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
High prices. I mean, I guess, like, high everything, but I mean mostly high food prices.
Okay. High food prices. All right. All right, sir, and now thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, Democrat Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, so I'm thinking again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I mean, Joe Biden, Democrat.
Okay, Joe Biden, Democrat. All right, so then some people feel more certain, you know, about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, okay? 0 means that there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first one is Joe Biden.
90.
90, okay. Donald Trump.
0.
0, okay. Okay, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Most likely Democrat.
More likely Democrat, okay. All right, if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Adam Schiff or Republican Steve Garvey?
No, Adam Schiff, Democrat.
Adam, okay. All right, sir, and who do you trust, you know, more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump, the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Biden and the Democrats.
Would that be someone more or much more?
Oh, much more.
Much more, okay. All right, sir, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would that be strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
That's a tricky question because they're already working. It's just looking at the legality of it. Let's say somewhat.
Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Agree. Okay. The other one said President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and their spouses who are American citizens.
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat, just because it's a little bit tricky, but somewhat, yeah.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted, you know, in deportation raids.
Disagree. Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so then I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. Okay, for each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right. President Biden should protect, you know, undocumented immigrants, most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as, farm workers.
Strongly agree with that one.
Strongly agree. Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot, you know, safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, and the other one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Yeah, I strongly agree with that one. Yeah,
strongly agree. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting, you know, each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election for him. Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to the home country due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressures, you know, pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Would that be much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him? Or makes no difference one way or the other?
Makes no difference, honestly,
okay.
With that one.
Okay. All right. All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in, you know, the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat agree. Somewhat more likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked, you know, in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat.
Okay. And a program that grants, work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of who have, you know, lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Makes no difference.
Okay. And the last one says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, you know, most of who have lived in the United States over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and please indicate if you, you know, if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans believe, you know, chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan, you know, deal to Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would you say that makes you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during, you know, the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States, you know, for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Yeah, somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans are, you know, use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned with that one.
Very. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures, you know, like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned with that one.
Very concerned. Okay, All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey, okay? I only have a couple of minutes to go, and I should be done. And thank you very much for your time and your patience, okay, and your participation.
No worries.
Okay, I am going to read you a different, the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you, you know, to tell me which approach comes closer to your view, even if neither are exactly right. Okay, the first one says, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have, you know, been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Okay, which approach comes closer to your view?
Now, Biden's
okay,
view.
Okay, but would that be Biden approach somewhat closer or Biden approach much closer?
Oh, much closer. Biden's approach much closer. Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And after hearing some more information, okay, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Oh, Biden.
Okay, Democrat Joe Biden. All right, sir, and as the best you can say, okay, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or, you know, in this country without papers?
That's a good question. Let me think. You know what? No, personally, that I know of, no. You know, I mean,
okay,
you never know.
Well,
like, you know, but,
okay.
But let's go with no. Yeah, let's go with no. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I'm going to read them one by one, and you can tell me no or yes, okay? The first one is TikTok.
Yes.
Okay. What about YouTube?
Information. No, yes.
Okay. OAN or Newsmax?
Oh, no.
Spanish language radio programs?
Radio programs? No.
Univision or Telemundo?
Yeah, not like, I would say yeah.
Okay. What about Instagram?
Instagram for news? No, not really.
For, what about Fox News or, you know, Fox News channel or website?
Yeah.
Okay. Facebook.
Facebook for news, yeah.
Okay, WhatsApp.
WhatsApp, no, WhatsApp.
What about MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for a statistical purpose. Okay. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Oh, Mexico.
Okay, Mexico. And were you born in the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or another country?
No, mainland U.S.
United States, okay. All right, sir, and then were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
Other country.
Okay, other country, okay.
Yeah,
all right, sir, and what language do you speak primarily, at home? Would that be always Spanish? Most Spanish than English, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always English or something else?
More English than Spanish.
More English than Spanish, all right. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
At this point, strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay, sir. And what was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, damn, that's a good question. You know what? Let me check. I graduated Masters 2000. Sorry about that. I'm looking at my diploma right now.
Go ahead. That's fine.
2007, Masters.
No, but your total education? I have 4-year college, like a graduate, or bachelor's degree, graduate school, advanced degree, like including medical school, law school, master's degree, or PhD, doctorate.
Graduate school.
Okay, so graduate school. Okay. All right, sir, and what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Catholic. All right. All right, sir, and finally, just strictly for verification purpose about my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Vicente.
Vicente. All right, Vicente, thank you for your time, and are you interested in participating in follow-up research study? Participants in research study are, compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more, in a depth and open-ended way. We can know that you are, interested in a follow-up research study, and that may, we may contact you in the future. Would that be yes or no?
Yeah, and so the funding for this study, it's Democratic, right, due to the questions you're asking, or is it more Republican?
No, sir. This is, it's pretty much like a survey, but you can pretty much, I guess you can pretty much tell, who.
We
okay. Okay, sir, would that be yes or no on this?
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, sure, let's go for it. Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay, yes, okay. All right, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening, sir. Thank you.
All right, take care. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.